So we've had extremely positive feedback so far, and it's understandable because it means that they have a reliable spat supply in 12 months' time, for example. At the moment, it's very unreliable, and although the local hatcheries are doing a very good job over there, they just can't sustain the volume to feed the industry. In the Eyre Peninsula, for example, it's giving 8 new jobs, and they've been hit very hard with the mining closures, particularly through Whyalla. It's also about ensuring their oyster industry. If they're relying on product coming in from Tasmania, for example, at the moment they don't know when they'll be able to get some. So there would be a gap ultimately to the oyster industry in terms of restaurants and the wholesalers, etc. So South Australian feedback is very much about, thank goodness we've got somebody coming to provide reliable supply to the industry. Given shellfish culture's alignment and support with the ASI breeding program, we can then implement and start up a breeding program for South Australia. The South Australia industry believe that's extremely important for them, and that's what a hatchery being based in South Australia can bring.
Do you think there's some sensitivity to this, given we've got two other hatcheries in Tasmania, and presumably they were sharing some of the South Australian spat market? Where does it leave those two hatcheries? Do you think the fact that
it is business, it is competition. I'm not going to speculate where it leaves the two hatcheries, but each hatchery has an opportunity to broaden its, I guess, footprint. We've done that, one, to respond to requests by the hatchery to have an operations over in South Australia, but particularly to bring our, what we call our intellectual property, our IP, in terms of breeding strategies, and particularly with the ASI breeding lines, and we have personnel and IP to do that. Yes, the market was shared between a couple of hatcheries, absolutely. And since POMS has hit, the local hatcheries in South Australia have geared up to produce a bit more spat than what they used to, but they can't sustain the market demand of about 160 million oysters a year.
Now, presumably your company, which lost, I think, when POMS arrived, millions of oysters, had a big financial hit. So it would be fairly challenging to reach out and set up a new hatchery at this time, is it? How challenging is that?
Yeah, it is challenging, both physically and financially. We've sort of looked at modelling over the next 3 years. What helps the project is very much the support of the council over in Cowal, the Franklin Harbour District Council. And we do have some investors that have been helping us with that, that just need to, I guess, identify that there's no dependency on Shellfish Culture Tasmania in this announcement, that the operations over there, if you will, is pretty much self-funding from a South Australian perspective.
What are the consequences then for your hatchery here in Tasmania for jobs and overall throughput?
So in Tasmania, as we previously discussed, we've moved forward with POMS. We've had 4 spawns now, and that's gone extremely well. We've started selling again. So from a Tasmanian perspective, there's a little bit of cash coming back into the business. From a jobs perspective, look, we've recently put on 4 casuals at our Pipeclay farm. So that's replacing people that we put off when POMS first hit. So we're very much back to normal in terms of staffing levels. From a capacity perspective at Tasmania, we foresee that strategically, we foresee in 2 years' time, volume should be back to what they were pre-POMS.
But they won't be going to South Australia. They'll be
no,
just...
that's right. So we see that the capacity in Pipeclay will supply all to Tasmania. Our belief is the Tasmanian volume will go back to about what it was. And we're also going to be mindful, Sally, that POMS will hit again next summer and the summer after as well. So in that, growers will lose product and the hatcheries will lose product as well. So you've still got to replace that product.
Coming back to the issue of Tasmania supplying spat, is your hunch that the state will never be able to do that again?
I know. I think the borders will open up at some stage. What we don't know is when. It could be...
Do we have to wait for South Australia to get POMS for that to happen?
No, definitely not. It's about the chief veterinary officers in both states to put some protocols in place, which there are draft ones out for comment now, and they will be concluded in July. But realistically, it's going to be a 12-month program at the minimum.
Once you get a South Australian hatchery established, do you think it will take the pressure off regulators to get access for Tasmanian spat into South Australia?
Look, it may. We're thinking it won't, I think, because the rules are the rules. And, you know, the government and the chief veterinary officers will apply those. As I say, what it does is give a quicker solution to South Australia in particular, and then it enables that breeding program. Now, down the track, I'm sure the borders will open to somewhat, and oyster spat will be able to be sent from Tasmania to South Australia and New South Wales. It's a matter of when. We just don't know when.